Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The show's become very exciting to the point where we're going to go to my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag and have Bob answer some of the questions, and we'll compare them to what I actually told the person. Bob, you game for this?
Sure.
My God, is it pouring outside right now? My golf round is not going to happen. I'm all dressed up today.
I mean, it ruins everything. It just does.
It really does. Brett, who calls himself Brett Blizz.
The Blizzness of Baseball. I went to dinner with the Blizzness of Baseball last week.
Nice man?
Very nice man, yes.
Seems like it.
He graduated from Baldwin like 7 years before me.
Does he play wiffle ball?
He does not, but he is interested in playing. I just don't have any open spots right now in the league. The league is so popular.
The league will never play again because there are animals walking 2x2 here down to the river.
Unfortunately.
Well, the Blizzness of Baseball says, how much longer will Tommy fail be on the Penguins roster? To which I answered, Bob, maybe they're waiting until they can stiff him out of a $200,000 bonus in December. I have no idea. It's a miracle that he's still here. Ben Charrington should have wanted to get rid of the guy yesterday because he's the most visible evidence of Charrington's massive failure to build around Paul Skeens. What the hell are they doing, Bob? This dude is batting 196 with a .222 slugging percentage and zero home runs. He might be the worst free agent addition they've ever made. And we're talking about the likes of Aki Iwamura, Rowdy himself, Matt Diaz, who should have been named Diaz, Lyle Overpaid, Jeremy Burnitz, Pat Mears, Derek Bell, and who knows how many others. Did I mention a 196 average with a .222 slugging percentage and zero home runs, and that's when he's not making obscene gestures to fans? What are they doing?
That's a great answer, Joe. You went into great detail. Pretty much hit every spot that you needed to hit there, and he shouldn't be here. It's very simple. You just release him and tell people it's not good enough. Yeah, we have to pay him the money, but we're going to do that. He is not part of this team anymore.
Bob Nutting. Bob Nutting should have ordered that.
Problem.
This goes to the owner. He should have ordered this to happen, and told Ben Charrington, especially when you combine it with the ridiculous fan incident in Anaheim. Get this guy out of here. Indeed, be careful on the roads out there. But back to Tommy Pham, Bob, in the mailbag. I'm baffled. Like, they want to justify the $4 million. There's nothing he could do. He could hit 10 home runs this week. He's not justifying his puny little $4 million salary that looks like big numbers around here, I guess. There's just nothing he can do to justify it at this point. Plus, they're not playing him. So if the idea is, oh, yeah, well, he'll get in a hot streak and then we'll trade him for some, you know, lottery pick prospect who's 80th on somebody's list, it's not worth it. Every game is close with this team. How many times does this guy come to the plate in a close game and do nothing? How many games has he cost them? What are they doing? So I don't know why they're keeping him.
And here's the thing. They could talk all they want about, well, he's a veteran and, you know, locker room leadership. It doesn't matter. If you're batting 196 with a 222 or whatever you said, slugging percentage, then you just don't belong in the league right now, and certainly not here. They have other people who should be, and you're occupying, when you do go out there, an opportunity for somebody else. So this would have been done a few weeks ago by me. I would not have. And I said, look, Tommy, we appreciate it. Didn't work out. Good luck in your future. Let's go. That's it.
I mean, this is Lonnie Chisenhall all over again.
Although he did bat. Lonnie didn't.
Well, they're both invisible, but Lonnie had a finger injury in spring training and then pretty much gave the Pirates the finger by never showing up all season, Bob. He never played.
Never played.
And he got 2.75 million.
I have talked about this forever, how the Pirates and their puny little pay system when it comes to free agents have actually cost themselves more because they're wasting money on guys who are retreads and not worthy.
And this is
instead,
in hindsight.
Go out and give $30 million a year to somebody who can make a difference. If you add it all up, I guarantee you the numbers would be crazy how much money they've wasted on 1-year deal, 2-year deals for a guy who would make no impact on this roster.
Look at even last year. They decide, all right, we're going to splurge with $10 million, which again, puny numbers, but for them bigger. On Aroldis Chapman, and it worked.
Spend more, you get more.
You get what you spend. What's the saying? You get what you pay for. Yes, you get what you pay for. And this isn't hindsight either. This is not hindsight. You can go back and listen to this show, watch what we said, what I wrote at the time. Tommy Pham, that's their big off-season free agent signing. If it was 2013, great. Not now. Really, 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 really disappointing.
I'd like to hear Ben Cherington really address this again week after week. It should be posed to him week after week. Why is he still here?
Just that's a simple question. Yeah. In 10 words or less, Ben, why is Tommy Pham still here? We don't need you know, an attorney's brief on this. We don't need to hear about the hidden numbers. We don't need to hear about the BS leadership. We don't need to hear about anything else. In 10 words or less, why is Tommy Pham still on the Pirates? And by the way, Jack Sawinski is racking up some numbers at AAA for whatever that's worth. And I'm not a Sawinski fan, and he drives me crazy. But he's, you know, he's Babe Ruth compared to this guy. I would bring back Sawinski in a second. He's got 9 home runs and an 800 OPS at AAA. Bring him back. Bring back York. Bring back Ron Cook's son, who's playing infield, but put him in left field. I don't care.
This is the year to try this. This is the year to see what guys give him a little bit of a run and see what happens.
Yeah, what's
it
the point?
It hurts you not, because you're not getting anything out of Tommy Pham.
And he's really not even playing much lately, which underscores the point even more. Then why is he here? Limits a texter has attacked you. What did they say?
Well, this texter was not very happy based on, I guess, I don't even know honestly what part of the conversation, but said, Limits is a cocky young punk. He needs to show the Godfather and Grandpa Joe a little bit more respect.
Oh my God, Bob, that would have been a great name for this show. The Godfather and Grandpa Joe.
But guess what? I responded, cocky young punk. Joe is a mentor to me and Bob is a legend. And he said, exactly. You come off as if you have no respect for either. Thank you for responding, Limits. You do a great job.
They always end with that.
That's great.
Bob, Limits has been on edge lately. He's taking the advice of other texters who says he needs to be more confrontational. And I also think he's jealous of intern Dom, who's gotten a lot of publicity over taking you on, for example. So I sense an edge to Limits this week where he has been more or less a cocky
punk. I say one thing to Bob first?
Sure. Yeah.
Why would I be jealous of intern Dom for coming out and attacking Bob?
Well, you're the one who did it first, after all, right?
Yeah, I didn't intentionally do that. Dom doubled down on it and made a point that he was coming at Bob.
Let's not get sidetracked, Limits. You have an edge this week, and it's an unusual edge, and you're very confrontational.
I would agree.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anything further?
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, well, you know, we're asking why in this segment. Why is Tommy Pham still here? Why have you changed your approach?
Well, Tommy Pham should not be here. Why he is still here, I guess because they don't trust Jack Suwinski to overtake him, or like you said, Billy Cook or Nick York or anybody else in their organization. And the toughness of Tommy Pham, the leadership of Tommy Pham.
I don't care about Tommy Pham.
I don't either.
I'm asking you about you. I related that to my question about you. Why have you become this confrontational?
I don't know. Should I take a significant step back? I need to take a couple of days off.
Which is exactly what he's doing, Bob.
Yes, which I'm doing that anyway.
Couple of vacation days coming up.
Paul Alexander.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah, I
agree. Just get away, have a drink, relax.
Sometimes you need just a little bit of a break, and I work a lot.
I think it's time, and he does a hell of a job. Paul Alexander confronted Limits in the hallway and said he should keep his mustache, Bob.
Again, sometimes you have to give it time to work.
Is it a Skeen stash, Bob? Like, do you think it's good enough to pull off? Not nearly the same as Paul Skeen's. I'm never going to be on that level.
No.
But something is like a double A version of Paul Skeen's mustache?
No.
Single
it's,
A?
It's for you. It's your own.
Rookie ball?
No. I just think it's...
Not undrafted?
Be the next Limits. Not. Don't try to emulate other people. Just be Limits with your own mustache.
And my own opinions and my own style and my own verbiage. Which I think I do pretty well of.
Verbiage.
Which I think I do pretty well of. That's out of the Malzy Thesaurus.
That's for others to decide, Limits, not you.
I know.
Cloudy today with a high of 79. Good day for old Malzy to golf, it says here, but it's also pouring rain, Limits. Did whoever wrote this consider that? And was it you?
It was me, and rain was not in the forecast when I wrote it.
Well, certainly not like it is right now.
Do you think courses are still open though today? Could
probably,
I go out?
But I think again the saturation level with some of them. You don't have squeegees like Oakmont has, and all these people ready to just make your fairways perfect again. So
I'll
most
tell
courses
you what.
Won't. If you're driving a cart, forget about it. That probably won't work today.
I went out to Butler. What's the course out in Butler?
Butler Country Club or Connolly's?
Connolly's.
Yeah.
And on a day kind of like this a few weeks ago, had the whole course to myself and shot quite well. I find when nobody's in front of me and I can get in a rhythm. And I'm by myself, everything goes well. I'm a happy man. When there's people in front of me and I get frustrated and I go full Rory, I'm a very unhappy man.
Well, some people have to be better with allowing people to go through. If you're by yourself, those people should say, hey, Joe, or come on, let's go. You can go through us and we'll just, get
I always
over
say
with.
To them, I say, thank
because
you.
It's pain for you, but it's also pain. I would be painful watching someone behind me push me all day. I don't like that feeling.
I don't like that either. And I always tell the people, thank you for letting me play through. I may be bad, but I am fast.
Well, here's the old thing. If you're good, play fast. If you're bad, play faster.
Right. Look at the women golfers on the range, Bob.
It's coming
form,
here in 2028. I'm going to be very interested in that one.
Their form is perfect. I find that college players, women players, it's more relatable. We just talked about this earlier. than watching the PGA guys because they're doing stuff that I could never dream of doing.
Yeah, so that's more. If you're going to try to improve your golf swing, watch members of the LPGA. They do it well.
I just love watching golf these days. I'll tell you that much, and I never thought I would. And I like watching that more than the PGA stuff. I do. There was one guy on the tee box the other day, though, who I thought had perfect form. He's got that weird name. What's his name? I texted you his name.
Christian Bezuidenhout?
No. No. Not him. I'll let you know.
By the way, the PGA Tour just announced today that Jay Monahan is out as commissioner, and it's going to be Brian Rolapp, who has ties to the NFL, did a lot of work in the NFL. He's the new CEO of the PGA Tour.
I thought Roundtree had a shot at that, Bob. Did you?
Roundtree is becoming a fixture on the WPGA. Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.